Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chovot HaLevavot teaches us that if we can internalize four principles of Emunah, it will save us from all stress and worry. If we will know that Hashem is more loving and compassionate than we can ever imagine, that Hashem is in control of every moment of our lives, that no one in the world can affect us other than Him, and that everything He does is for our good, then our lives will become so much more tranquil. People have so much anxiety, whether it's over their business or other physical related matters, and because of it, they can't live normal lives. We have to know how little control we really have. All we do is put in a regular effort, and everything else is in Hashem's hands, and He will only choose what is best for us in every scenario in life. We must keep telling ourselves, this was Me'et Hashem. He is in charge. He is leading my life. Rabbi Mugrabi told over a story that he heard personally from a taxi driver in London many years ago. The driver said he picked up a woman and three children to take them to the airport. About 10 minutes into the trip, he got a flat tire. He quickly got out, got the spare, changed the tire, and was right back on the road. About 10 minutes later, another tire popped, and this time he didn't have a spare. He apologized to his passengers and said, I'm going to walk to the nearest gas station, buy a new tire, bring it back, and replace the deflated one. He returned over a half hour later. He fixed the tire and got back on the road. The passengers were very nervous and kept telling him, we need to make the flight. Please hurry. Sometime later, there was a little traffic, and the truck in front of him made a short stop, and two rocks fell off his truck backward right onto this driver's windshield and cracked it. He got out of the car. The truck driver got out of the car. The truck driver said, I'll pay for the damage. I'm sorry. But it took them time to exchange information, and the woman in the back was getting very impatient. The driver continued on driving with the broken windshield now. They had 20 minutes left to get to the airport, or they would miss the flight, and 40 miles left to drive. Then they hit a large amount of traffic. The driver went into the bus lane to avoid it and was going fast. A few minutes later, he was stopped by the police. He apologized to the officer. He explained he has to make a flight. He's getting these people there. But the officer didn't let him off, and it took a long time to write him the ticket. And by the time they finally got to the airport, it was already too late. They missed the flight. He let the passengers off without charging them. He apologized for what happened and said there's another flight in a few hours. He was so traumatized from that experience, he pulled over to the side and just sat there for an hour, gaining his bearings. He then drove home, and when he was almost back, he turned on the news, and he heard that the flight his passengers just missed exploded in midair. He stopped the car, and he started to cry. He said, Hashem, I see now what a puppet I just was. There was no way I was getting those passengers to the airport on time because you were saving their lives. The entire ride was a setup. The flat tires, the windshield, the traffic. It was all you the entire time. The lesson I want to bring out of this story is not so much the salvation involved, because 99 out of 100 times when we are delayed, we don't see any benefit in it. But to know whether we see it or not, it was Hashem who is in complete control. Every move we made will help us so much. He is always doing what's best for us, No one else has any control over our lives. The more we internalize these principles, the more peace of mind we'll have. Have a great day.